Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So apparently, and this is going to be shocking, but the Bruins, after losing Game 7 last week, didn't immediately get back on the ice and start training for next season. No, they decided to enjoy their offseason and have a little naked party over the weekend.
And naked party.
A little naked party, Pebs, you know what I'm saying? It happens. Is a party really good unless some piece of clothing comes off or all of it? But Melissa and Leroy are like, they're mad at the Bruins because the Bruins apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're not acting sad enough.
They're heated.
All right.
Heated.
Yeah, like you make it sound.
You wanted a picture of them on the couch eating ice cream and crying?
No. And this is where, because Leroy and I are getting a lot of backlash for our opinions about this, right? But I'm going to say this. I don't expect them to not go out and have a few drinks and get drunk and hang out with your friends. Okay, that's one thing. But have you seen the videos? Which, by the way, if you go on our Facebook page, on the Get Up Crew Facebook, you can see the videos.
Okay.
And I blame our good friends over at the Grand for this, too.
Okay.
Right? They're legit acting like they won the cup. Like, there's big graphics and videos, like, congratulations on a great season. There's sparklers. There's champagne popping.
Right.
There's, like,
Tuukka Rask
is on the mic rapping. Brad Marchand is dancing on the bar naked with no shoes on. Like,
so
come, like, you could go out and drink. Like, go out, drink, have a good time. But this is way over the top. This reminds me of, was it Indianapolis? When they put up a banner saying, like, congratulations, you won, you know, I forget what it was. Was it the NFC or the AFC, something or other?
Something, yeah.
Was it the AFC?
Something pointless that it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
They didn't win it all.
Right.
Wow.
It is crazy. I absolutely agree
AFC
with
South
Melissa.
AFC South Championship banner.
There you
banner.
Go.
So it's
AFC finalist. That was it.
So the new rule should be that clubs and restaurants and any place should stop an athlete and say, listen, no rings, no free service, no get your ass to the back of the line until you win something.
No.
I think that would make sense. Then if they don't get treated great at these spots, you're not going to see them partying and getting naked.
This is my first thought of it, because our good friend Randy Greenstein, right? He runs BNEG Entertainment Group, and I follow him on Instagram. And when this happened, he had all these videos on his Instagram story. So I'm watching them, and as I'm watching the story, I'm like getting more and more upset. And I will tell you, because I'm more of a Patriots fan than a Bruins fan, but I do love my Bruins, right? Yeah. All I could picture myself was when the Patriots lost the Super Bowl,
right.
I was in mourning for a week. I really was. So
they're not allowed to get over it until you're over it.
No, it's not even that.
It's too soon.
It's too soon. Right.
They lost Wednesday last week. Right. We haven't even reached
the
week.
So where's the cutoff? When can they start
getting
back to life?
Time.
Were they allowed to be happy?
I'm just saying.
Right.
So, would you see the Patriots doing that?
No.
So hold on a second.
You wouldn't.
Should we be mad at Leroy because he's getting divorced, right?
Oh,
and
God.
Let's say he gets out there and he starts dating and stuff. Should we be mad at him because we're still upset about him getting divorced?
You wouldn't find it funny if a day after making that announcement, you saw me, I'm out in the streets and I'm going on dates and stuff. You wouldn't be like, man, calm down, slow down a little bit.
Leroy, that's what I was telling you to do.
No, but that's not when it comes to...
I would be like, let's get your ass back out there.
When it comes to sports, man, they're out of line. And the part that's really making me upset, I was going to keep my mouth shut, is that there are a lot of people out there, so-called fans, sports fans, who are like, well, they should be allowed to do it.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You know how many comments we're getting on Facebook from people that are saying, well, they made it to the finals at second place. They should be happy for that. No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, we don't
That's
fell
a
off.
That's a loser mentality.
We fell
Why
off.
Why should you be celebrating second
so,
place?
Leroy, I know you were a big star back when Basketball City was a thing.
Yeah.
when you guys would lose games, what would you do? You wouldn't go to friendlies and have your usual...
No, we wouldn't even talk to... Look, the clock would hit zero. We would all go and just grab our stuff. We wouldn't even go to the locker room and change. You just get your stuff sweaty and nasty, and you walk out the gym.
Okay.
With your head low. I'm not going to... My head won't be high. I know people are like, oh, you should have your... No, we lost.
Melissa, you're a cheerleading coach. Your team loses.
Oh, I don't want nothing to do. No, don't talk to me.
No ice cream?
Nope. Don't talk to me. I'm done. If I don't want to talk to anybody. I actually got into a huge fight with two of my very good friends the night after one of my teams lost because they were like, listen, they still did a good job. And I'm like, what? Right. We got into a huge fight. I'm like, we started screaming at each other.
I am so glad I don't care about any of this.
Pebbles, I'm with
life
you.
Is good.
I'm with you, Pebbles. You know what? To go with that, I sent out this tweet, and I got to give a big shout out to our friends over at 12up.com because they quoted my tweet on their website.
And now they're our good friends.
Right, exactly. Tweet, I don't know them.
My tweet said, after watching the Bruins celebrate last night like they won the cup, I will no longer let any of my teams losing a championship affect me.
Yes, you will.
Boom.
But that
Stop
was good
lying,
to say.
No, you're lying.
That was nice to say,
no,
but
right,
you will.
No, right. No, I'll be upset, but you know what? Guess
okay.
what? I'm going out to the Grand.
Yep.
Next time one of our teams loses a big championship
Stop
game,
lying.
I'm going out to the Grand, and I want Randy to give me my sparklers, my champagne, and I'm getting naked, and I'm dancing on the bar.
Uh-oh.
I promise you.
Sounds
I promise you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.